Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Shope.
And by some people, I mean me. This guy was down by 0.9 points. Literally, I needed 1 point from Alfred Morris. One stupid point in a league in which I've lost five straight by less than 3 points. I lost 2 weeks ago to the guy that started Mitch Trubisky against me. Six touchdowns. I lost by 3 points to a guy that had a six-touchdown quarterback.
And the Bulldog.
It's an unbelievable team. I dominated this draft, and I need one stupid point because the guy against me starts Tyrell Williams. Who starts Tyrell Williams?
On WGR.
I need 1 point, one stupid point from Alfred Morris. And do I get that point? I don't get that point. I don't get that point. It's one stupid point.
Sports Radio 550.
You know why Joe's playing that this time, right now? Because Alfred Morris signed with the Giants yesterday.
Still in the league somehow, this guy. He's like 50. And he's going to be signing, well, they don't have PTOs, training camp tryouts.
$85 million over 6 years. No, I misread that.
No movement clause.
That's Lonzo Ball. I meant to say Lonzo, $85 million over 4 years with the Bulls. NBA free agency starts at 6 o'clock on a Monday night. Apparently, all right. Kyle Lowry has already left for Miami, Joe says.
Kawhi Leonard would be the big name to watch, but I don't see anything on him yet.
Chris Paul?
Chris Paul also.
Right, yep. He turned down an extension with Phoenix.
He had a player option. He could have locked in a one-year $45 million deal, and he declined it.
We have been talking...
$45 million one year, yes.
What is that?
You can't buy a stadium. You can't build a stadium with that.
Right.
We think $6 million for a hockey player is a lot, and this guy just turned down $45 million
right,
on 1 year.
Right! For 1 year. To get something better, I presume?
Yeah.
You can't even paint the arena for that. Maybe you could paint it, but you can't renovate it fully, like adequately.
No, you need a few $100 million for that. Everyone knows it.
How much does it cost to paint the arena?
You couldn't call it renovated if you just painted it.
No, that's not enough. You got to do at least one more thing.
Right.
The seats.
Fix some cup holders. Yeah. Fix some cup holders and paint, and then you've renovated.
Can they actually open up that building, like where you don't feel completely crowded walking around? Can they do that? Is there a way to like physically do that?
I don't know.
You might have to rebuild it. Sounds like
I don't know.
Yeah, tough. Just take some seats out.
Because when I buy this thing, I want to know what I'm getting.
Right, of course. Yeah.
when I put my money in, so the Pagulas can fix everything and build new places. I just want to know what I'm getting. I feel like I should be entitled to that. I know I'm still going to have to buy tickets that are going to cost more than they already do because that never changes. Just, you know, what am I getting for my money here? Free access forever? Probably, you figure, $1.5 billion if we pay for all that. The team won't move to Austin, Texas.
That's what you're buying.
I'm paying for the Bills to not move to Austin, Texas. You know who wants that? Nobody. Not even Austin, Texas would want that, right? Like you just hear some weird thing out of nowhere that the Bills have used you as a threat so they can get their billions in New York State.
Yeah, I have not done a deep dive on this because I don't really respect the whole notion to begin with. But I did see one Pro Football Talk report today that referenced a local reporter asking town council, city council people about it, and they had not heard a word about it.
Right.
That Austin was interested in the Bills. I mean, you know, maybe they're not at a level of government that would know that that they're interested in the Bills. I, you know, what do I know? But, you know, it was kind of funny to read that.
Really? 3 hours ago, we talked about this at length, and I really liked that conversation. I referenced how in the paper there was an article about it, of course. This is today's Buffalo News. And there was one particular part that I really liked. I tweeted this line before the show today. This is it. A spokesman for Pegula Sports and Entertainment said the $1.1 billion figure was inaccurate, but declined to say if the figure was higher or lower. You with me on this? So, the reporter is probably talking to somebody, maybe what usually happens. Like, they call you because they think something you said wasn't right. I mean, I don't know how many conversations like that I've had over the years. Very rarely do they end with, like, oh, yeah, I'll fix that.
Right.
So, right. I mean, just like, okay, I'll sit here and you can tell me what you think you heard. So this would be probably the reporter asks for, like, is that accurate? Or the spokesperson says it's not. Then the reporter might say, is it higher or lower? Which, like, in person would get you punched in the face, right? Like, you know, what? Obviously, when the PR person says inaccurate, they want you to think that that means lower. Like, it's too high. The reported number is too high. It's not right.
Right.
Even if it's by 1 cent, you know, I did not have sex with that woman. Even if it's by 1 cent, the PR person, who is not obligated to be honest in the first place, is going to tell you that it's lower. So the writer then says, what? You say it's inaccurate. Is it higher? And the spokesperson won't say.
Right.
I mean, on behalf of anybody who's worked in media that's had to deal with that conversation so often for your career, like, thank you to this guy for asking that question. I mean, it's a tough one. You know, face to face, you're getting punched. You know, you're getting sworn at or something for asking that. But it's really neatly done how that's mentioned there.
Yeah.
Just because somebody claims it's inaccurate isn't telling you necessarily that the number's too high.
Who was the reporter? Did you say the
Tom
name?
Tom Precious. I didn't.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Albany correspondent for the news.
Yeah, right.
Well, if you want to hear us talk about that, I don't know why you would. It's just depressing.
It's
but
gross.
If you do...
It's gross.
Odyssey app.
Right. It's the grossest conversation in sports.
Ooh, that could be a draft.
Yeah.
Could that be a draft? Grossest sports conversation?
It could be, but probably not one of our...
best. Not that would be our best work, probably.
Wouldn't be the most fun.
We haven't had any drafts, and it's almost the season.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Right now?
We talked about a serial draft, didn't we?
Maybe.
No, we talked about a cartoon character draft.
The cartoon characters and the meal draft, which was scheduled and then pushed back indefinitely. Is Joe kidding when he says that the Jets are the biggest threat to the Bills in the AFC East? Bulldog, do you think Joe is kidding when he says, is that like, no, he really means that? Or is it sarcasm in the tweet? Where you're just supposed to know he couldn't possibly mean that. What do you think?
I think the latter. I think there's no way he means it, and there's some joke in there that, you know, because no, that can't be right. That can't be right.
So
what is it? You don't respect Tua, so you're not worried about the Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
Cam Newton is shot, so forget about the Patriots. Zach Wilson is finally there. So the Jets are the team? Like, lay it out for me. I'm not sure.
So it was quote tweeted a Jets video of Zach Wilson like firing a pass over the middle with like at 100 miles an hour, and Elijah Moore, their second round pick, receiver, making a great diving catch. So it was almost more in reference to those two specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And also not this year. So there's a lot more context.
Yeah.
to the comment. So I guess on the surface, I was kidding. But deeper down, no, I really believe on the long term, those two players are my biggest threat. Wilson more so, obviously, because he's a quarterback. But I think on the long term, I don't think Mac Jones and Tua have the physical attributes to ever get to where I think the Bills are at right now. And the Jets have to do a lot, but I think Wilson has that. So I would say I was kidding and I wasn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, that's not an answer. That's not satisfying at all.
I know.
I was on it and I wasn't?
There just wasn't enough context maybe to it, I guess.
I see. All right.
Long term. Just throw the words long term in there, and I'm not kidding.
What's the win total?
6.5.
So right, but it's not lower. So not this year, but you think the Jets are the team that the Bills should be looking in their rearview mirror at.
Yes.
Or will be looking in their rearview mirror at.
Yes.
Bulldog, what do you think the win total is? Joe, you say 6.5? I say lower. I say 5.5.
I'm not going to go any lower than that.
6. Bet online, it's 6. All right. Tie.
In 17 games, it's not very good.
6-11.
Yeah.
We'll see how much they can get right. The coach is getting a lot of credit. I like the sound of the coach. Salah.
The GM gets a lot of credit too.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, the quarterback, who knows, right? I mean, you know, you're referencing a pass he threw, and, like, he's got some physical tools, obviously, right? But he could just get swallowed whole in New York. But so I don't know. But I think the coach, there's a McDermott-y vibe to the coach, I think. Like, just, you know, real serious, respected right away, you know, defensive guy if you want that too, leader guy, like just one of those guys. And, you know, that doesn't mean he has to succeed. He's going to have chosen the right quarterback, or his boss will have to chosen the right quarterback for that to all work. But the coach, I think, was a real, real solid hire. And, you know, the Jets, after the nightmare they had with Gase, I mean, maybe they got something right there.
Maybe. I don't know what to think. I like the idea of Wilson because you weren't supposed to. You're supposed to think that Lance and Fields were both obviously better. And my brand is, these guys don't know anything, which you see every single year proof of. Do the Jets now suddenly know something? This would be like the Bills, not in terms of Bean and McDermott, but just in terms of, like, the Bills' history, where the player that's, like, you can't believe this guy is going to be good ends up on the team where the quarterback is never good, and that works.
Right.
Right? So if Zach Wilson goes to the Jets, which he did, and they pick him over Lance and Fields and even Mac Jones, you know, that's a little bit sort of what you, LOL Jets.
Right.
But that's kind of where it sort of reminds me of this, and nobody knows anything, so, like, why not? Right. And they do have good receivers now. They have better receivers than New England, and they might have better receivers than Miami. Miami's guys are good, too. Miami beefed up, too. Fuller is nice if he can stay on the field. Yeah. Waddle, first-round pick. Moore could have been a first-round pick. He's just outside, but he's nice. So I think, you know, both of those teams made like they watched the league. They pay attention to the league. And, you know, passing, offense, we got to push. And, you know, they both might be better. New England did, too. New England did a lot of that on offense, including quarterback, in round one. And a lot of their defense was just guys returning. Not everybody, but they had a lot of opt-outs, New England.
Right.
And so they're more like the team from 2 years ago on paper. I heard Bill Belichick talk about that somewhere today where he said, yeah, we knew last year, and he talked like this a lot last year, here and there, I guess, that we knew we weren't going to be doing anything like that this, you know, last year, just because of the cap. And we just were not, we were not in the market. But this year, he sounds like he's more sort of ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Joe mentioned earlier that he had a funny story from the weekend. I don't know what it is. I thought it was going to have something to do with Barkology.
No. Do you want me to go into that, or do you want the? It's more. It's almost similar to your tennis dilemma.
Well, let's mention what Barkology is.
Okay, Barkology is a dog bar. It's a dog park, indoor and out, as well as a bar that is open by the airport now. I think it's relatively new.
All right.
And it is
clever.
It's clever and it's awesome. I mean, you just let your dog run around in there and you just hang out. They got a really good beer selection, actually, which I was surprised by.
Let's see if they want to sponsor the pick segment.
Yeah, like they they took the bar part of that very seriously.
The longest running, regularly occurring unsponsored radio segment in radio history.
In world history, yes.
That's what picks is, yes.
So, yeah.
Ready to go, by the way. There's a game Thursday.
Ooh, right. -1.5, Pittsburgh.
Yep. So, what else?
So that's a neat idea if anybody out there has a dog if they want to hang out there. I was on the golf course on Saturday night. And we had a late tee time, like 4:10. And
that's why you couldn't go to Bulldog's house.
Right. So we already know in the back of our heads, like sunset's at like 8:38, like we had it. And like we'll be fine. And then we get out there and we're a few holes in, and we didn't think there'd be a lot of people behind us. There were two groups behind us that we could see. They were both twosomes. So we let them through on like hole 5, where we were a foursome.
Don't you hate that?
We let them through. I hate that, yeah. So we're waiting there
the
for
the rule
like...
should be they should play together.
Right. Usually the course also...
It depends on the course.
Yeah, some courses make you do that, but
hardly
not all,
any
not all.
Will make you do that.
And this was a very nice course. I was kind of surprised that that wasn't the case. But, you know, late tee times, maybe they just get a little loose with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we let them through, and we were probably sitting there for a good 25 minutes on par 3, hole 5, so it's still early on. And then we see two more twosomes coming behind us. No, one twosome and then a single golfer behind. Ooh. That's all we can see. So they are right on our heels, but we're like, we can't let everybody through. We're not even going to make it to sunset. So we had to put up the wall. Like, and they were right there. Like, they caught up to us on a tee box. And, like, that was very uncomfortable
it
to
is.
Not talk
I know.
To them about, like, why you can't go through.
People should know what you're supposed to do is pair up. Like, people could debate that. But you're in a spot there. And why? Because you have a foursome, which is completely allowed and encouraged.
Right. It's the course. Like, the course created the problem.
But also the course is not out there with police at every tee box to make sure.
Well, there. Like, so I omissed that part of the story. So there was one person from the course who came up to us on the fourth fairway and said, "Hey, guys, there's two groups behind you, and then that's it." And we thought he was telling the truth because it was late tee times. How many people could there be? And if they're catching up to you, like, feel free to let them through. Like, implied to us, like, you should let them through.
Because there's only two groups.
Right.
Right, and nobody else will be nipping at your heels. You'll be able to relax
but
and
then
enjoy the rest of your day.
Here comes everybody else.
There were more people. And then, like, okay, well, how many more people after this? Like, you can't. So, again, like, I don't think the onus is on us there. Like, at some point, you've got to say, like, we just got to golf.
It is. But you just want these other twosomes to pair up. That's what should happen because that alleviates the problem. And if they don't finish, well, you were there before they were. So it's more right that you get to finish your game than them because you were there first.
And I'm the type of person where, like, they're catching up to us. I always have it in the back of my mind, like, they're right there waiting.
I am like that, too. And
it'll ruin my whole day.
It's a turnoff about golf to me. Yep. It really got that started to get
like
to
you
me a
know
lot.
You're making people wait,
yeah,
right. And like that stinks. Right. Like, yeah. Luckily, they only played 9, so we only had to deal with that for a little bit. But yeah, that was your tennis story reminded me of that a little bit because one of the women
nice.
in the twosome behind us, like, she was getting a little aggressive with her tee shots, like within 50 yards of where we were standing, and she was teeing.
She thinks she's supposed to be able to play through, and that's a lot of players,
right?
But she should recognize that instead she could play.
And that did not help the situation being uncomfortable in any way.
No.
That we're like 20, 30 yards outside of what probably where she's hitting her driver. And like there's the ball rolling up. It's right behind us.
Yeah.
That was the golf
story. Did you get your round completed?
We did. We actually just like as the sun was going down, we completed it.
The last putt was rolled in as the sun disappeared behind the horizon.
I think of there's like a Tiger tournament early in his career where he's like winning it in the dark.
Yeah, Toronto.
And like, then you just see like the cameras flashing. Like you only see him when the camera flashes are there.
Was that there was one at Canadian Open that I'm not sure that's right, but yes, I know what you mean. I think. Anyway.
Shot in the Dark, the NEC Invitational. Firestone.
Firestone is right. Firestone is right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the one in Toronto where he made a shot from the right bunker on 18 fairway, like over trees, over everything, like in close to like win the tournament. This is incredible. I think that was kind of late, but yeah, Firestone. Okay. We talked to Sal today about Bills camps. I was very impressed with a certain aspect of the Bills' performance today. We'll do that, talk about a couple of players as well, and where do the Colts go from here without Carson Wentz? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.